All right, we'll keep it going here with our post-race media availabilities for the House 225 here at Chicagoland Speedway. We're now joined by our second-place finisher, Chase Briscoe, driver of the number 29 Cooper Standard Ford. Chase, you're in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series playoffs. Can you just talk us through your season and what it means to be in the playoffs here?
Yeah, overall, I feel like it's been a really up-and-down season. Felt like we've had speed, but just we either run, you know, top five or we're, it seems like we're running 11th and 12th and just haven't been able to really put a full year together on my end and just haven't been able to finish the races. So I feel like we have the speed at a good majority of the racetracks all year long, just haven't been able to capitalize when we have had the really good speed. So overall, I feel like it's been a really good season. I feel like we could have definitely had a couple wins, and definitely we're inching close to a couple of them there in Texas. But overall, looking really forward to the playoffs. I feel like we have some really good racetracks coming up. And, you know, we have speed right now, so that's key, I think.
Outstanding. With that, we'll open it up for questions. If you have a question for Trace, please raise your hand. We'll go to Chris and then to Lee.
ChrisKnight@Catchfans.com. Chase, do you have to win a race to make the Homestead Final Four?
You know, I feel like the first round, you're not going to race your way in. You're going to race your way out of it. And then the second round, I feel like Bell and Sauter are pretty much a lock. So I feel like it really just depends on, you know, who wins one of those three races. I think, obviously, I feel like the four cars are probably going to, or, you know, there's five guys I feel like going for it between Sauter, Bell, Kraft, and me, and John Hunter. So, obviously, one of us is going to have to go out before Homestead, but I don't know if you necessarily have to win a race. I think it just is going to depend on who does win those three.
Bell said he expects you to be in the Final Four with him and Homestead.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, if it's anything like tonight, I feel like me, Bell, and Sauter are definitely really good. And I feel like as a company, BKR has always been really, really fast at Homestead. And I feel like that'll be one place that I feel like will fit my driving style. So hopefully we can get there. And if we do, I feel like it's going to be a heck of a race.
Lee, go ahead.
Lee Spencer, Motorsport.com. After just having 1 year on asphalt and, you know, pretty much stock cars and then going to a truck, what do you attribute to your pretty much meteoric rise? Because, I mean, no, you haven't won yet, but you've really acclimated quickly to stock car racing.
Yeah, I honestly don't know. I mean, part of it's you got to be in really good race cars. And obviously last year at Cunningham, I was in the best. And at BKR, you know, we're in really, really good race trucks too. And that's you're only as good as the equipment you're sitting in. So obviously I'm in the best there too. And I didn't ever feel like I was a very good driver, and I always felt like I would be better on the pavement. And I don't feel like I'm that great. Otherwise, I feel like I would have won this year. But I feel like I'm definitely a better pavement driver than a dirt driver. And just something I think that fits my driving style is how you got to back the corner up and whatnot. And I typically like a looser race car, and I feel like that's fast on the pavement.
And have you figured out your plans for next season?
No, not yet. I have a couple of meetings this weekend. So obviously a win would have helped that a lot. But I think a second obviously should help a little bit. But no, not yet.
Can you see Briggs coming into the truck series next year?
I don't know. I know that they have two trucks sitting there that they bought at the beginning of the year, so I would say that's a possibility, but I don't want to speak for Briggs. But I do know that there's two trucks sitting there at the shop ready to go, but I think it really is just going to depend on the spec motor deal, honestly. Thank you.
We'll go to Bob in the back.
Bob Hockeris, ESPN. Chase, is there any concern that, you know, with the team closing at the end of the year that you may not have the top-of-the-line equipment, that if there's something that you need, that they're just not going to get it?
No, absolutely not. I feel like, you know, we announced that we're shutting down, and Austin wins last weekend, and we had speed this weekend. So I feel like Brad's made it pretty clear before I even signed that he's always wanted a championship as an owner. And, you know, I think he's committed 100%. And I think all the guys at the shop are committed 100%. I know I don't have any worries whatsoever about if we're going to start bringing lesser equipment by any means. I think tonight and last week showed that we're still bringing everything we got and still putting as many resources as we can into it.
Any additional questions here for Chase? Chase, thank you. Good luck in the playoffs.
Thank you.